You're now listening to The Freedman Show, where we discuss Black news, politics, and culture. And I'm your host, Jahadu. Hello, you all. This is Jahadu from The Freedman Show, coming back to you all with another segment. I would like to call this segment Message to the Black Woman. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, my Black queens out there, my Black sisters, you know. I wanted to touch base on, like, self-esteem, self-awareness, and just, like, seeking validation via social media. You know, we have to understand that social media is based off of algorithms. And these algorithms, you know, they change what we're seeing, who's seeing them, or what have you, you know. And you could want to post and get addicted to getting followers and all of these things. And all of these things are based off of algorithm. And they'll, like, throttle what you're doing so you can post more, you know, because you didn't get enough likes on another post and another post. You know, it's all just a drug, a digital drug. Instagram. You get what I'm saying? Like an instant gram. You know, it could be considered a drug. So we have to be very mindful of that. You know, like I feel my black queens or Black women look beautiful, just with their normal selves. You know, you have a lot of women who try to emulate Black women. You know, like the Kardashians. You know, getting butt injections or doing all these extra things to try to be like Black women. You know, if I had to say it, I would say that the Black woman is the true Western standard of beauty, but not only the Western standard of beauty, but the standard of beauty in general. And that's just me. And I just really want some of my sisters who haven't realized this to truly realize this and truly embrace your Blackness, truly embrace who you are, because you already have everything. God has given you everything. You know, I just don't want to see some of my sisters, like, who do get things like butt injections or surgeries or anything. I would hate for something to happen to them. You get what I'm saying? Like, that would be devastating. And things like this, they've already been documented, you know, and I don't want them to keep happening. So I just wanted to just share this message with my Black queens today. Like, if a man is truly into you, is a man truly into you and really care about you, you know, all of that type of stuff, it's not gonna matter, you know. And to keep somebody real, to really have a strong relationship and a strong foundation, you just can't base it off of looks. You can't just base that off of how you look. You know, it goes deeper than that. A real long-lasting relationship is going to be deeper than, you know, a woman having a big booty or having big breasts. You know, personality is key. Outlook and perspective is what's going to really be key. You know, that's something that we all need to start really looking for in a relationship. You know, not saying that you get with somebody that you're not attracted to, but what I am saying is that don't get so consumed in that you end up harming yourself more than helping yourself. You know, those Instagram followers, Facebook followers or likes and all of that stuff isn't worth your health. It's not worth your health. You know, there's plenty of women that got those type of surgeries and bad things end up happening to them, and they regret it. And I don't want that to be any more of my sisters out here. If a man don't respect you for you, then you don't need that particular guy. All attention is not good attention. All attention is not good attention, especially when you get attention for all the wrong reasons. We need to get in tune with who we truly are, so we'll know the type of attention that we want to seek. And we have to reprogram ourselves so we'll know the type of attention that's the real attention that we want to attract within our surroundings. So the person that we attract and that we really truly want to attract will be good for us. And they're not just only going to want us for the way that we look. And for my black women in general, they not just only going to want you for, you know, just because you got a big booty or because you got big breasts or whatever your visual assets are. You know, you have to also make sure that you have mental assets. That's what I feel would truly benefit my sisters the most, is having mental assets. And this is just coming from me. You know, I care about my black queens, and I only want y'all to rise. I only want y'all to rise. You know, I don't want y'all to be getting into relationships that's unhealthy for you. And then not practicing unhealthy things in your own life that will lead you into getting into a bad relationship, or lead you to getting with somebody who only wants you just to sleep with you. You know, we have to move wiser out here. So I just wanted to put this message on my sisters today, and just in general for everybody. Like, self-love is the best love that you can give. Anybody who truly loves you, they're going to definitely agree with that. They're going to agree that self-love is the best love that you can give. Because how you gonna love somebody else when you don't know how to properly love yourself? You can't. You can't properly love somebody if you don't love yourself. And anybody who truly loves you, they're going to be in love with the fact that you love yourself. Because if they see that you truly love yourself and that you're taking care of yourself, your mental, physical, and spiritual being, they're going to know that you're going to do the same thing for them. And that's what truly matters. Self-love. Well, it starts from the inside and it works its way out. It don't start from the outside and work its way in. We got to start from the inside. We got to love ourselves from the inside out. And the people who we truly want to attract and the people that truly matter will take notice to that, and you will attract the right people. And that's what you really want to do, for the right reasons. This has been a segment, Message to the Black Woman. I hope that this was good information for you all. And this is just coming from my point of view, my take on things. And like I said, I just want my black queens to rise. I just want y'all to be good and be mentally healthy. Because then that will make sure that everything else follows. The physical and the spiritual. You gotta take care of your mental state. Your mental state is going to allow you to take care of your spiritual state. And then the physical form is going to follow, because you'll be comfortable with yourself and loving who you truly are, who God really made you. Message to the Black Woman. This is your host, Jahadu. You all have a good day, afternoon, or evening.